Dr. Paley, tell us about the archaeological legacy of Iraq. What important traces of the past are still there?
Well, Iraq is a very rich archaeological country with archaeological sites. There are thousands of archaeological sites in Iraq, more than perhaps you can imagine. The country's been lived in for several thousands of years. We can think about Ur, which is probably the site that most people who have a Judeo-Christian background would think about when they think about Iraq, or because of its association with Abraham, if this is indeed the same Ur that Abraham visited or lived in, with its ziggurat, which is an important archaeological treasure at Ur, at the site of Ur. We can think of Ashur, the capital of the Assyrian Empire, the old capital of the Assyrian Empire. We can think of Nineveh, because that's mentioned in several places, but the Book of Jonah comes immediately to everybody's mind. We can think of Kalhu or Nimrud, one of the first archaeological sites to be excavated in the Middle East back in the middle of the 19th century. Nimrud's ancient name was Kalhu, and we think that's Kala of Genesis. It's mentioned in Genesis outside of the context of the Assyrians, but nevertheless, the real context of Assyrian history that we know in the Bible from the later periods, but nevertheless, a site mentioned in the Bible. We could go to Uruk Warka, because many people know the Gilgamesh epic. Gilgamesh was a king of Uruk, at least from the legendary king of Uruk in the middle of the 3rd millennium B.C. So there's another individual and another site that might come to mind. And then there are hosts of sites that come from later periods that are in Iraq from the Parthian, from the Sasanian, to the early Islamic and later Islamic periods that perhaps people who come from Iraq who have Islamic heritage would know better than people who have Judeo-Christian and are Bible-oriented. So there are many, many places which people would recognize as Iraq.
I think many would agree that the archaeological record of every country is important. But do archaeological sites and records in Iraq have special values that people should know about?
Special values because of the connections to Judeo-Christian value for us, Judeo-Christian heritage for us in the West, although there are now more Muslims here, so perhaps also that, the Muslim heritage, some of it is there. I mean, ancient Baghdad is a famous site in the medieval period, a famous center for Islamic science and literature and Islamic culture. So that also would be a call for people to pay attention to the cultural heritage of Iraq. Yes, there are a lot of places there that are important to us who live in the West.
As archaeologists, we often think about archaeological sites for their information value. But do the archaeological sites and the archaeological heritage in general in Iraq, does that have importance that goes beyond its information value?
If this is the question about should we visit these archaeological sites, should the people of Iraq develop them for tourism, then yes, I think it's of interest for everybody to travel to other countries and to familiarize themselves with the cultural heritage and the people of those countries. Iraq would be a great place, perhaps a little more difficult and a little farther away for many of us. It's not a sort of a place where you can go to an archaeological site and then spend the afternoon on a beach. That's not the kind of trip it would be. It would be a very intense trip over rough roads and to up the mountains for the mountain sites. It would be much more of an adventure than just the plain sort of vacation archaeology thing that you might get in some other country. Yes, these places should be visited, and more people visit them, probably the better. We'll know more about that country if we visited the sites of Iraq.
In your judgment, does the impending war in Iraq pose a threat to important archaeological sites or cultural resources?
War destroys. So impending war or war, I mean, if there's an impending war, people are paying attention to protect themselves, protect their families, store food. They're not paying attention to the cultural landscape that's around them. So there's this difficulty, but war will destroy. There's just no way to avoid destruction in armed conflict. I don't know how to do it.
What about records and artifacts that are kept in museums and other institutions?
Of course, danger if people aren't paying attention to them or they're running from them, they're left abandoned and without any protection. If the buildings are not locked, if the windows are kept open, there are all sorts of reasons why if they're hit by bombs by accident or because the particular institution is next to a military installation and gets hit. Yes, they are able to be destroyed or looted. That's also a possibility.
What lessons can be drawn from about this subject from the experience of the Gulf War and its aftermath? Can we expect something similar to happen?
I don't know about the future. I cannot tell what soldiers on either side might do or the populations of Iraq might do in the event of war, whether they would go into the museums and steal or loot or whatever what happened by whomever did it in the last war. The best thing to do is just to avoid the war, to find other ways to solve the problems.
Now, some might say that human lives are far more important than ruins or artifacts. What's your reaction to that?
I agree that human lives are probably more important than artifacts, but cultural heritage is also important. We must find a way to protect both.
Now, what might be done to prevent or to minimize the damage to the archaeological record in Iraq?
No war. And if there is a war, to spend time, money, effort to recoup, to recover, to restore, to conserve, to rebuild monuments and sites that are damaged in the course of war.
Is this the only threat that there is to archaeological sites? Is it not true that that there are other threats to sites that are ongoing in Iraq and throughout the world?
Throughout the world, yes, in Iraq as well. There are criminal types who loot sites, bring in bulldozers. They're not interested in the architecture or the cultural context of objects. They're interested only in the objects and to sell them on the illegal international art market in the illicit trade of artifacts. That's a worldwide problem, something that we don't spend really enough time thinking about or dealing with. And Iraq is one of those places which is very badly hit. There have been artifacts that have come out of Iraq in the thousands after the Gulf War. What are we doing to stop this? We have to ask our countries and our institutions to do something about it. We as archaeologists complain about all the time. We try to stop it. We assist if we can, but the material still keeps coming.
Well, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.